This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As Palestinians flee hospitals in northern Gaza, Israel claims Hamas uses them for military purposes and has released video it says proves it. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The world has to understand, who is Israel fighting against?
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, stood in what he says was a children's hospital. Colorful drawings on the wall. But on the floor,
the gear for a major fight.
Weapons of war.
Hand grenades, Kalashnikovs, and then we have the RPGs. People shooting RPGs from hospitals.
Another area, he said, may have been used to hold hostages, with an improvised air vent, a hastily installed toilet. Still, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says
Israel has to confront that while at the same time not wanting to go assaulting hospitals in firefights that could put innocent people who are getting life-saving medical care in the crossfire.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. officials are expressing hope that this week's highly anticipated face-to-face meeting between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will produce some concrete results. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's hoping there is movement on the possible reestablishment of military communication between the two nations. He's also hoping for progress on a shared effort to combat illicit fentanyl trafficking. Biden and Xi will meet Wednesday on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Yemeni officials say a migrant boat capsized off the coast of war-torn Yemen, leaving dozens of people, mostly from the Horn of Africa, missing. They say there were 75 migrants on board the boat when it capsized Sunday off the Yemeni coastal city of Mocha. 26 people, but at least 49 others, remain missing. Yemen state-run Sabah News Agency reported that the boat capsized due to strong winds. This is VOA News. Donald Trump Jr. returned to the witness stand on Monday in his father's civil fraud trial in New York, this time to answer questions from his own lawyers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Don Jr., along with his father, brother Eric Trump, and their real estate empire, are accused of inflating the values of properties and other assets by billions of dollars to secure better deals with lenders and insurers. On the stand, Donald Trump Jr. spoke at length on the history and qualities of his father's properties as his lawyer walked him through a slideshow of the Trump portfolio in an apparent bid to show the high valuations were justified. The lawsuit by James seeks at least $250 million in damages, as well as restrictions that would effectively bar Trump and his two adult sons from New York's real estate industry.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. The defense ministers of South Korea and United States met on Monday for security talks, with discussions set to focus on jointly countering threats by North Korea, including through executing extended deterrence strategy. The strategy, which holds that the U.S. will use strategic military assets, including nuclear forces, to defend its allies, has taken on a greater significance as North Korea pushes ahead with its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. South Korea's Defense Minister Shin Won-sik welcomed his counterpart Lloyd Austin for the annual security consultative meeting, where they were also expected to review the blueprint for the future of the alliance. An effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the southern border has been pushed aside for now. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene forced a vote on impeaching Mayorkas to the floor through a rule that allows any single member to force a snap vote on resolutions. Impeachment is usually reserved for grave misconduct in office. Green, in a floor speech, accused Mayorkas of a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States. But her effort was tabled for now.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Eight Republicans joined Democrats to send a resolution to committees for possible consideration, but they are under no obligation to do anything. Norman Hall, Washington.
Paul Pelosi has recounted publicly for the first time what happened on the night he was attacked by a man with a hammer in the San Francisco home he shares with former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He testified Monday in the trial against David DePape, who is shown on video carrying out the attack. DePape has pleaded not guilty to attempted kidnapping of a federal official and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official with intent to retaliate against the official for performance of their duties. His lawyer said she won't deny that DePape carried out the attack, but will shed light on his motivations. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.